Hello and welcome to the Duff Money Podcast. This is the podcast that cares about you and your financial future. Personal finance is so important. Get the basics right, put the work in and educate yourself. Then you can invest with skill. You can invest towards financial independence and financial freedom. Anyway, let's get on with today's podcast. Investing in the stock market and where to start. With 20 years of experience, I consider myself an experienced investor. Not always a very good investor in the past, but I've definitely got the experience. I've made questionable investing decisions over the years, especially between 2008 and 2018. For anyone that doesn't know the significance of 2008, this was the year of the financial crisis. This contributed towards a negative decade for myself, and I want to pass on some of the lessons, especially if you're a beginner. A beginner looking to invest in the stock market. What I wish I'd been told in 2010. In fact, I wish I'd been given this sort of information in 2001 as an 18-year-old. Unfortunately, I've had to learn investing the hard way, through trial and error and through stress, anxiety and financial pain. I'm not going to labour the point too much, but in 2010 and into 2011, I lost my life savings on single stocks. My first attempt at investing in the stock market. Thankfully though, I've finally learned how to invest with skill, and I want to help as many investors as possible. So here's some useful info that'll help you out as a beginner. Concentrate on your personal finances first. Earn more than you spend so you can invest the rest. Build a cash buffer of 3 to 6 months living expenses. Read the books and do the research. Only invest with money you're willing to lose. Only invest with money you're willing to leave alone for years. Long-term buy and hold. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from your own mistakes, but why not learn from mine? If you can learn from me, it might just save you from a negative decade. It's definitely going to save you at least some time. You can invest with skill from the start. This isn't all of my mistakes, not even close. I really have learned the hard way after many mistakes as an investor looking to earn quick, easy money. Now, if you're looking for speedy returns, quick, easy money, you're going to be left disappointed. The stock market or any market doesn't really care if you want to be financially free within 6 weeks. Anyway, here are some of my mistakes over the years. Don't chase quick, easy money. Don't rush in without doing your research. Don't rush in because of FOMO, like investing because your mate said or your colleague said. Don't put your life savings into any one investment. Don't spend years not investing because of previous mistakes. 100% don't check on your investments regularly, like every 5 minutes. This just brings stress and anxiety. Moving on to research. Do your own research is a big one, and I do probably overstate it to be honest. But in my defense, it's massively important, so it does bear repeating. Doing your research will help you become financially literate, and becoming financially literate will help you become financially independent. Well worth the effort, in my opinion. So I'm going to reel off another list as a useful starting point for doing some research. First off, read the books. A book that I recommend for investing in the stock market is How to Own the World by Andrew Craig. Or if you're not too keen on books, you can read Blinks, and this is a condensed version of a book, basically a book condensed in 15 minutes, and it covers the key points, so it's really a tool for learning about a particular book. If you're not a reader, listen to Audible. A good Audible for anyone getting into investing is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Listen to podcasts. And one that I really think is worth listening to is Always Free by Jason Greystone, especially episodes 1 to 20. Watch YouTube videos. One of the people that I watch quite regular is Ali Abidal. He's got videos on just about everything. He's really good, his content's brilliant. Take notes and listen to the experts. Experts who've been investing for years. Experts who've been investing for decades through market ups and downs, through bear markets, bull markets. Investors who are successful despite what's going on in the world. Become financially literate and become a full-time investor. Make sure you know things like compound interest and dollar cost average. Far and away, my favorite way to invest is index investing. This type of investing is how I got back into investing in the stock market after 8 years of burying my head in the sand. It's what the experts recommend when you read the books, and it's what suits an emotional investor like me. Instead of being exposed with one company, you have several companies within your fund. A large pool of investors pool the money together and the fund manager takes care of the rest. The fund manager will pick what companies in what market. I went with a diversified fund that has companies around the world in different markets. The theory is that the more diversified you are, the less exposed you are if one company or one market goes down. If you speak to a financial advisor, they will discuss your risk tolerance. If you're 20, for example, you might have a high risk tolerance because you have time on your hands to ride the inevitable ups and downs of the markets. On the other hand, if you're 60 odd and looking to retire, you're probably guarding your money with everything you've got and have little appetite for risk. If you struggle to pick a fund, maybe speak to a financial advisor. Personally, I was happy to do the research when I started looking into it back in 2019. My research and my interest in low fees led me to Vanguard. But remember, nothing in this podcast is financial advice. Again, I'm going to reel off another list to help you get started with index investing. This is what the experts recommend for beginners. It's my favorite way to invest after 20 years of investing. Research your risk tolerance. This is important when you first start. Research the platform, like Hargreaves and Lansdowne or Vanguard, for example. Research your fund. This is so important. How much can you invest per calendar month? How much can you afford? Set and forget. This is important. It removes them emotions and brings calmness. Only check your fund maybe once or twice a year. Again, this is what the experts recommend, and this is what I've been doing since 2019, since I started investing in index funds. For me personally, personal finance and investing is so important. I've made all the mistakes and have been investing for many years. For the effort, the sweat, the blood, the tears, I should have been financially independent years ago, if I'm being honest. But I was never taught anything about money, and it's the same for the vast majority of us in the UK and around the world. Today's podcast has just been an introduction for beginners looking to invest in the stock market. I've skimmed over a lot of points, but I go into much more detail on my YouTube channel. So head over to YouTube for a more in-depth look at stocks for beginners. Look, there's a lot going on around the world, and it's easy to become worried about money and worried about everything else. Trust me, I lived through the financial crisis of 2008, and it led to me having a negative decade. Many investors, though, came out of that period doing really well, and that's what I want for me and you. Keep smiling, if possible, keep positive, if possible, and try 100% to invest your way to financial independence. Fuck what the central banks are doing. Fuck what the governments are doing. Fuck whether your colleagues are getting on your tits at work. Do your best every day. Try and stay positive and ignore the noise as much as possible. I'm sick of worrying about work, money, or whatever else. I'm determined to get to a point where I'm financially independent. So I'm not looking over my shoulder, worrying about finances, thinking about finances. This is so important for me, and hopefully this is the same for you. Anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast, and hopefully you've taken something away, you've learned something from the content. Thanks for listening.